Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life Spiritual Directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life. I'm Chuck Neff, along with our producer, Tim Mersch. Father Dennis Cooney, our spiritual director on the program today. Father Dennis, one of our regular contributors, a priest in the Diocese of Venice in Florida, pastor of St. Raphael Catholic Church in Lehigh Acres. Continuing our ongoing series with Father Dennis on the Catechism. And if you're just joining us and happen to have a catechism somewhere close by and want to follow along, we're in paragraphs 1163, and I doubt we'll get to 1199, but that's kind of what we're looking at today. It's all about the liturgical seasons, and we're going to talk about the Lord's Day right now. And phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. And that's really my question. I hope if you walk away with anything from this program today, that you will take the Lord's Day more seriously, because I think sometimes we take it for granted. It just becomes routine, and we're going to talk about that today. But what do you do to make the Lord's Day the Lord's Day? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Dennis Cooney, the Lord's Day, tell us about that.
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, the Lord's Day builds on the Jewish Sabbath day. And I'd like to remind people that, you know, our week, which we know as a seven-day week, is actually a gift from the Jews. It is a gift from the Old Testament. It is a gift from the initial stage of divine revelation. You know, in the ancient world, I think in ancient Rome, it was only every 10 days that the people would rest from labor and experience a kind of a holiday, a holy day, or a day of relative rest, which is, of course, a human need. But it was the seven-day week that is given to us right there in the book of Genesis, which is a reflection of the whole lived experience of the Jews, that really gives us the gift of our week. Now, remember that the Sabbath day was the last day of the week. Now, the last day of the week, assuming, again, that Sunday is the first day of the week, we forget that because we have that terminology, the weekend and all of that. We think of Monday as the first day of the week. Sunday is really the first day of the week. Well, that is the Sabbath day was the culmination of the week, and it was a day of rest. It was a day that was consecrated to the Lord. It was a day that we concentrated on living our lives as opposed to making a living. And remember that the word holy means to set apart, to separate it from the ordinary, the everyday, the profane, and the everyday. And so therefore that day was consecrated and still is, according to Orthodox Jews, consecrated to the Lord in a very special way. Now, this is extremely significant. The sign that Christianity was, of course, the completion of Judaism, but also the initiation of a whole new and final definitive stage of salvation. The Lord's Day was no longer the Sabbath day. It was the first day of the week. It was Sunday. Why? That's when the new creation took place. That's when the resurrection took place. In fact, in the Catechism, paragraph 1166, it says that the day of Christ's resurrection is both the first day of the week. Remember, the first day of the week in the Old Covenant was the day of creation, let there be light. But it's also the memorial of it is also the eighth day on which Christ, after his rest on the great Sabbath, inaugurates the day that the Lord has made, the day that knows no evening. And so therefore Sunday is the celebration of the culmination of the new creation, the beginning, the initiation of the new creation, but also it's an anticipation of that day that shall know no evening, shall know no end, the day of the new heaven and the new earth, which has begun with the resurrection and will be completely communicated to the rest of creation when Christ himself comes at the end of time. So that the Lord's Day is extremely important. And one of the tragedies of our own day and age right now is that we treat the Lord's Day, Sunday, as if it was just simply another day of the week. It's not. It's meant to be holy. It's meant to be different. It's meant to be set apart. It's meant to be the day in which we really, really enter into a deeper communion and appreciation and worship of the Lord, but also we enter into communion with each other on the Lord's Day. It's the family day par excellence.
Well, and we talk about it being a day of rest, and I think sometimes we think, well, you know what, I don't need to rest today. You know, I'm feeling pretty good and all that. But rest in our own rhythm of life, to kind of pick up on what we've been talking about, it's really critical, isn't it?
Of course it is. And I think we need to understand the term rest in the biblical sense. Remember in the book of Genesis, in which it depicts all of creation as taking place within the week. What does God do on the last day? He rests. That's why it's a Sabbath day. That's why it's a holy day. Well, now, obviously, God doesn't need to physically rest. He doesn't have a physical body. And also, according to the Genesis account, all he does is speak, okay? So therefore, there's no exhaustion. There's no need to just simply rest. What the rest of God is, the Sabbath, is the appreciation and enjoyment of what he has created. And that's the great call for all of us, to not just simply make a living, but live our life and appreciate a life that we've been given. The life of the natural life that we have, family, friends, and the like, the world that we're living in, but also, more importantly, the new life that he's given us through his life, death, resurrection, and the church. That's what it is. It's the celebration of the gift of human and divine life. And as I've said before, not just simply another day to make a living, but to really live a life.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality, you read the research and look at certainly what goes on Sunday. It seems to me, I know years ago I tried to do that, but we need to make Sunday more important, don't we?
We certainly do. It needs to be, again, wholly set apart. I think that, you know, this week we're going to be encountering Thanksgiving. And, you know, Thanksgiving along with Christmas are the 2 days when our culture, our very, very busy culture, quiets down for a little while, although they're trying to undermine Thanksgiving now with the stores opening up on Thanksgiving night for Black Friday, so on and so forth. But for the most part, it reminds me of when I was a child, when I was growing up. On Sunday mornings, your stores were shut down. Your department stores were shut down. You had maybe a mom and pop store that would enable you to get a carton of milk or some bread, so on and so forth. But it was shut down. Why? Because it was a different day from every other day. And we still hold on to that to a certain degree in our culture on Christmas and also on Thanksgiving. But we really, as Catholics and Christians, we should be doing that every Sunday.
Father Dennis Cooney, our spiritual director, bottom of the hour break. We'll do that right now, talking about the Lord's Day. And what do you do to make the Lord's Day the Lord's Day? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. We'll take a break and be right back. More of The Inner Life coming up right after these messages.